They were marching on the high grounds of Manhattan Island over the weekend. Environmentalists Save the Planet protesters in one of the largest demonstrations in history, an estimated 300,000 people trying to make an impression on about 120 world leaders gathering at the United Nations to discuss climate change as part of the annual UN General Assembly session. From the high ground and the low ground, they gather to march and set priorities, and in sea-level island nations like the Maldives and the Marshall Islands, the rising waters have already swallowed up land. Encroaching waters have transformed the tranquil island cultures into a collective crisis. Tony DeBrum is foreign minister for the Marshall Islands, and he's been trying to get the international community to see that the time is now to act and prevent a real catastrophe for island cultures that have been a part of human civilization for centuries.
Having a country that sits barely 2 meters above sea level, anything that the sea does is felt immediately by our people. And as the tide comes in a lot higher than it used to, it begins to affect life as we know it. Not only as to where you can live or have a family, but also where you grow your food, where you draw your water, where you bury your dead. So all of these things are already being affected by climate change in my country, as well as the neighboring countries of Kiribati, Tuvalu, and the Federated States of Micronesia.
How many people have been displaced, and how many do you expect to be displaced over the next 50 years?
If we do not keep the temperature under 2 degrees centigrade, as the United Nations FCCC is trying to do, then in 50 years there will be nobody living there. There will be nobody living there. Already communities are having to move from their traditional sites because of the erosion and the impending movement of the water. The displacement is a little bit harder to put a finger on because people move from island to island as they see fit, even though traditionally you belong to your island and your island belongs to you and you cannot really move anywhere. There's no option to move, say, from New York to California like you have in your country. We are attached to the particular atoll to which we belong. And the displacement that is occurring now is because of droughts and floods. Thousands have been moved from their homes to places that they do not traditionally belong in order for them to get away from the immediate effects of climate change.
So this displacement has radically changed the culture of the Marshall Islands in that people were associated with particular atolls, and now they really have to think of more a sense of survival. You have to go to the high ground wherever it is.
Absolutely. And as my good friend, the Prime Minister of Tuvalu, said 2 weeks ago in Samoa, in the islands, when you say run, you say where to, because everything is 2 meters above sea level. Many of our people live in America, but more are moving here because of the threat of climate change, and more will move if it continues to threaten us. The policy of our government is that displacement is not an option, that we will try and do what we can to keep our population in place, because moving people threatens the tradition, the language, the culture, everything that we stand for.
If I were to walk around the island close to the shore, would I see buildings flooded? Would I see docks overrun?
Yes, you will see buildings flooded, including the home of our president, who has just issued a good clarion call on this issue of climate change, demonstrating that he himself had to build a wall around his house to prevent the salt water from inundating. But you will see, yes, you will see our airport has been our airport retaining wall that keeps the salt water out of the landing strip has been breached. You will see buildings being flooded and roads being cut. But I think the most impressive effect to our visitors from abroad is that our graveyards are also being undermined and coffins and bodies are being dug out by the sea from the seashore.
So what does this generation think about the idea that on paper from the United Nations are any number of predictions that your country won't exist in 50 years?
We still hold our hopes high that the world will realize that allowing the islands to go under is not a solution, because that is only a signal for the rest of the world to realize that climate change has, in fact, gone to a level that we are giving up control. I don't think that's an option. We will continue to fight to make sure that the world understands that it is still possible to do something about the effects of climate change. We hope that this week in New York we can convince those that still have doubts.
Who are you most concerned about in terms of the people at the United Nations? What world leader needs to really stop and listen to you in particular?
President Obama is probably the most important as far as we're concerned. The United States and China are the biggest emitters in the world, and they must own up to the fact that they need to do something about it quickly. We think they are. It is for the big emitters to stop emitting. It is for the big users of fossil fuel to transform their economies into a fossil fuel-free economy. And we think that's possible, and that it's more economical to do it now rather than later. In the islands, we believe that it is incumbent on every individual to take part in any crisis that threatens our existence and our communities as islands. We also have a very important saying amongst youngsters that are told very diligently by our elders, means that the ocean is made out of drops. So everyone has a part to play in this.
Foreign Minister Tony DeBroom, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Foreign Minister Tony DeBroom is Foreign Minister for the Marshall Islands.